You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Community Players Theater presents Title of Show, a one-act musical about two guys writing a musical about two guys writing a musical. It streams live November 5th through the 8th at 7:30 p.m. The director is Ashley Fager, and she feels this is a truly pandemic-driven show in that it's something that community players normally would never do.
It's very out of the box. It's very different than what we would normally do. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring something different and something a little bit more unique to the stage.
Ashley, what makes Title of Show a good play for performing online?
The nice thing about it is the majority of the set is based in these four characters' apartments. So because of that, we're kind of running with the quarantine idea. And we can make it look like they're on Zoom calls or make it look like they're doing FaceTime and over phone calls. So it's good staging. It doesn't involve a lot of money for set or anything like that. And it's all very stationary to the center of the stage. So it's good visually to be able to put on and not have too many technical elements going on with it.
So how are you staging it? This is live streamed, and are all the actors at Community Players while it's going on?
Yes, it will be live streamed. The only people in the building will be those four actors and the music director, and then me, our camera crew, our sound guy, and our lighting designer. So we're only going to have 11 people in there, all socially distanced. For staging, we are doing it in kind of like a V formation, and each person's going to have their own individual designated area that we're going to kind of make look like their apartments. And they're all going to be in office chairs, so when they need to like move away quickly to keep the social distancing, they can just wheel off stage, wheel back on. The stage is going to be painted almost like a checkerboard pattern and 5x5 squares. That way for blocking, we know that they're always two squares apart to maintain that social distancing guideline. The space was also deep cleaned before anybody's going in there, and we've got other guidelines in place.
Ashley, as director of this one-act musical, Title of Show, what challenges are you facing with this?
Sure. So the biggest thing that we are finding as a challenge would be how to act on stage, but still relay it via video. Because as an actor on the stage, you're used to doing blocking and motion so big to play to the back of the house. Well, now they don't have to do that. They are playing to a camera that could potentially be up in their face. So it's going to be figuring out the blocking, their facial expressions, their movements, to make sure it plays correctly for the live stream.
There had to have been something very familiar inside this show, because it's an inside look at the creative process, at the theater creative process. And tell me how you reacted to that.
I really enjoyed the fact that most people don't actually know what goes on behind the scenes of creating a show, and how long it could take a production to actually get on to Broadway or even off Broadway. So being able to look and see the effort and the work that these characters put into it, just to see their vision get realized or not realized. It's a lot of hard work. It's a very challenging career path to be on. There's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of adjusting your vision to something other people want, even if it doesn't fit the grain of what you think is correct, but it's what sells.
Were there lessons for members of Community Players in this that you learned from Jeff Bowen and Hunter Bell, the authors of the show?
Oh, definitely. I don't want to give too much away, but the big conflict in the show definitely shows the power struggle of when it's two people writing a show and one is more on the words, the other one is the composer, and battling each other and trying to figure out what fits best for who your actors are and what you're wanting your show to represent.
I imagine there were a lot of Broadway jokes embedded in the script. Now,
yes.
Since a lot of people regularly watch Community Players and know these shows, that's great. That's going to be a lot of fun. But will the non-Broadway nerds get it?
I think so. One of the most commonly referenced shows is Into the Woods. So it's Sondheim. Everybody knows Sondheim. Community Players just did Into the Woods a couple of years ago. There was the movie that was released a few years ago with Meryl Streep and James Corden. So it's very familiar lines that I think are going to stick out most to people. And this is a really good show for people who aren't that big into theater, or they don't really understand it because it's only 90 minutes. It's very quick. A lot of people think acting or doing theater is a really easy process, and it's not. It takes months to create a show. And then normally for community players for a musical, we have an 8-week rehearsal process. We only have 4. It's a very challenging experience, but it's very rewarding in the end when you can see the reaction of the audience members. And I think that's going to be a little bit challenging for the actors this time around, because they're not going to get the applause after a musical number, or they're not going to get laughter at funny stuff because they don't have the audience there in person.
That'll affect their timing.
Yes, it will.
This is running November 5th through the 8th. How do audiences see this? This is going to be live streamed.
There's a link on our website where you can purchase a ticket for $10. And when you go to purchase that, you will pick what day you want to live stream the show. And you have to watch that link on the night that you specified. So if you had selected to watch it on the 5th, but something comes up, unfortunately, you can't go in on the 6th and watch it.
So it's just like the real theater.
Yep, just from your living room. I just think it's going to be a really fun way for people to experience theater when they haven't had it in so long. And it's going to be nice for those of us who were involved with a show that unfortunately had to get postponed. Like, I was the producer for Big Fish. Our music director was the lead in Big Fish. And Kenzie was also in it, and they didn't get the full run that they deserved. So I think it's going to be a nice closure for them to be able to perform a show and finish it. And then just to get other people back on stage as well.
That's Community Players Ashley Fager, director of Title of Show, streaming November 5th through the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the Community Players website. I'm Laura Kennedy.